time for Power Rankings, Bart Winkler style.
You know what? You just made the list.
It's Worst in Five. Here's Bart Winkler.
It's time for our Worst in Five. It's our weekly Power Rankings. Throughout the fall, NFL. Throughout the winter, into the spring, NHL and NBA. And throughout now, this period of the year, hesitant to say summer because we're not quite there yet. But we take a look at Major League Baseball. We start with the worst team in the league. A couple of teams that I would like to nominate. The Baltimore Orioles lost again tonight. And this is a team that I had projected to go to the World Series. Now, there's plenty of time left. But I saw this from Orioles fan Ryan online. He said, in the past calendar month, the Orioles have done the following. Lost 9-0, led 6-3 in the eighth and lost, struck out 15 times in a game and lost 8-3, lost 24-2 and then lost the next game 7-0, got swept in a doubleheader, lost 7-0 again, lost a game 15-3, gave up 7 homers in a game, lost 11-6, and then lost 9-1. Fire somebody, do something. So they're certainly a contender. The Milwaukee Brewers are playing 500 baseball, so they're pretty clear of the relegation line. But they also are a team that had a $59.99 hot dog promotion where you can get free hot dogs to every game you come to if you buy this $60 package. And then people got the hot dogs last Friday, and then they were charged 63 cents because apparently it did not cover the tax. The Brewers have rectified the situation. But the worst team in the league is the worst team in the league, and that's the Colorado Rockies, who
you suck
have won 6 games, so they've that's good. And they're probably going to lose tonight here too to the Tigers. 7-6 in the 10th. So it's 6 and presumably 29. The worst team in the league still remains the Colorado Rockies.
You suck!
Yeah, I'll piggyback off of that. It's the Rockies for me as well. They simply just can't do anything well. Their pitching's 27th in baseball with a 5.33 ERA. They're 28th in batting average and OPS. Their defense is barely any better at 23rd. You put all of that together to have the worst run differential at minus 89, it explains why the Rockies, for me, are also the worst team in baseball.
You suck!
All right, as far as my top five, and I'm going to start at the top with number one.
Number one.
Because my number five is on this list for spiteful reasons. All right? So once I get to five, it will be because I'm spiteful and I don't like how things are going. And I'm going to make them punish by putting them at number five, which may not make sense when I actually reveal who number five is. Number one is the Los Angeles Dodgers. I mean, at number one, or did you do number one?
Yeah, I already hit it.
Yeah. Anyway, number one's the Dodgers. They're 25-12. They've got a 53 run differential. Not the best in the league. Not even barely top five. Barely top five. The Dodgers, I thought at this point, would be more like 35-6 than 25-12. But I won't hold that against them. They are the best team in the league. At number two.
Number two.
It's what I had at number two last week. Just like my last week, I had the Dodgers at one. Last week, by the way, I'll tell you, I had the Dodgers, Mets, Cubs, Padres, and Giants. That was last week. This week, not a lot of reason to change the top. Dodgers at one, and the New York Mets will come in at number two at 24-14. I believe you are going to see them up close and personal this weekend. The whole series, if I'm not mistaken, Carlos.
Yes, programming note, I will not be here on Friday. So, sorry, everybody, but when the Cubs are here, nothing else matters. I will be going to all three Cubs at Mets games in Citi Field in Queens, New York.
Hey, do you got good seats for any of these games, or are we just like kind of getting in the park here?
Friday and Sunday, getting in the park, you know, doing standing room only, just my wife wife had it. Saturday night, I'll actually be with Zach Gelb on these airwaves, Infinity Sports Network, so I'm sure we'll have some solid seats there. But I don't care. I'll be blasted because the Knicks are playing in the afternoon.
You don't know where he's sitting? What, does Gelb have some sort of hookup?
Well, no, he has the tickets. I don't ask. I just show up.
Because people always think I have a hookup with the Brewers. I'm like, I don't even think they like me over there. So, no, I cannot get you tickets. At number three. I am going to be placing the San Diego Padres at number three. And at number four. I'm going to put the Giants. Not much separates them. Both a game and a half back in the West. Padres 23-13. Giants 24-14. They're in a fine spot, both of them. And then at number five. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm not putting the Cubs in because they think they should be in, and so I'm punishing them for not being in.
Hater.
I'm not putting the Yankees in because they think they should be in. I'm not putting the Tigers in because they think they should be in. I kind of want to put the Mariners here, who have won 8 of their last 10, 22-14, leading the AL West. But I'm going to put the Philadelphia Phillies.
Wow, look at you.
At 21-15, they've also won, I believe, 8 of their last 10. They had a series against the Mets that they got swept, and everybody in Philadelphia was like, oh, season's over. We're done. And then they took 2 or 3 from the Cubs, 2 or 3 from the Nationals, 2 or 3 from the Diamondbacks. So far, 2 or 3 from the Rays. I'm so annoyed when I see teams. Like, if you see a team like that sucks and they're like, oh, we're done in May. Yeah. But a team like the Phillies, it's just, you know, these fan bases that go into overdrive to cope. Screw you. You have a good team. F off. You're fifth. I'm done.
All right. 1 through 4, we were pretty much in lockstep. So I actually started 5 since that team is different.
Number 5.
And you are an absolute hater. I'm going to, of course, going to put the Cubs there. But I want to remind everybody, I had the Cubs at number 2. So this is a big drop for them. Last week, I had the Mets 1, Cubs 2, Dodgers 3, Yankees 4, Tigers 5. I will spoiler you alert now. No American League teams have made my top 5 again. I just don't find any AL team really that impressive. But the reason the Cubs are dropping down from 2 to 5 for me here is, yes, they still are playing the toughest schedule in the majors, but I got genuine concerns now. You mentioned the series loss to the Phillies. They also dropped the series to the Giants. They got clubbed in one of those games today. They didn't look that great, 4-1. But Ryan Pressly is an absolute disaster. That bullpen isn't that great outside of maybe Porter Hodge. PCA, P. Crow Armstrong, for those of you who are uninitiated, he's a stud, but he's been scuffling as of late. He's swinging at everything. So the Cubs got some concerns for me that I don't like, but they're still good enough for me to put them in my top 5. Oh, yeah, Shota Imanaga is also on the 15-day IL. If he comes back in 2 weeks, I will be shocked. But right now, the Cubs have dropped down to number 5. At number 4.
Number 4.
Lockstep, you and I, Bart. I have the Giants there. Again, they got a 2-game winning streak against my Cubbies, but more importantly, they're keeping pace with 2 juggernauts in their own division. Unlike the Cubs, they got a great bullpen. There's Camilo Doval in there. Ryan Walker's in there. They might have the best top 3 rotation with Logan Webb, Robbie Ray, and Justin Verlander. And
are you runs. Robbie Ray? Who wants to know?
And both the Giants and Cubs, by the way, have 18 wins against teams over 500. So the Giants will be a scary, scary wild card team because the Dodgers will win that division.
Number 3.
Padres, just like you, everything I said for the Giants, it applies for Padres slightly even more. I like their star players more than the Giants and Fernando Tatis Jr. and Manny Machado, which was my tiebreaker between San Francisco and San Diego. Dylan Cease and Michael King are studs at the top of the rotation. There's a lot of things to like about San Diego, so I have them at number 3. At number 2.
Number 2.
Beat the Mets if you can. They have the best run differential in the National League. Juan Soto seems like he's starting to heat up. He had 2 home runs today against Arizona. And Jeff McNeil, who'd have thunk it? He looked cooked last year. He looks good since coming off of the injured list. He had a triple earlier today, and along with Luis Angel Acuna, they made fans completely forget about how bad Brett Beatty was. So the Mets at number 2 for me, which means my number 1 team.
Number 1.
Is the La Dodgers. They finally got the best record in baseball all to themselves. They really have the best everything. But they did just lose Teoscar Hernandez. I'm not sure how long he's going to be out, but I would say, I think like 2 months, 6 to 8 weeks, I believe was the time frame. He'll probably be out a little bit longer than that. So injuries can always come into play to derail what should be an undefeated season for the Dodgers. I thought 162-0 would be on the table. It's not, but, you know, they're still good. And last note here, Shohei Ohtani becomes the first player to reach 10 home runs and 10 stolen bases 1 year after a 50-50 season. Duh, because he's the only guy in history to have a 50-50 season. He's on pace for 40 in each category, and that is my top five.
All right, our worst in five power rankings. We tell you the worst team in the league, and then give you our five best, and there it is for MLB. Remember, our power rankings do not dictate who gets to the playoffs, and it's only the sixth week of the season, so any complaints can be directed to your diary, a page that you should then rip out and throw it down the toilet.
Burn it even.